This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, free care fund day. That's where we are. We've been here all day. We'll be here, do some TV in just a little bit. 412-692-8900 for your donation. GiveToChildrens.org. Free Care Fund helps to cover the cost of free and uncompensated care for every child who needs that compassionate care from UPMC Children's. So pleased to be joined now by Diane Hupp, UPMC Children's Hospital Pittsburgh President. Hi, Diane.
Hey, Colin. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Great to see you again. I talked to Rachel Petroselli a little bit ago about this moment, and that's been so integral, vital, and kind of a centerpiece to Children's for a few years now. It feels like an initiative, but you always sort of have an initiative of people who want to give, but that's been so, so big here, hasn't it?
That has been the largest capital campaign that we've had since we moved into this new hospital, which isn't so new anymore,
right?
17 years ago. And we have grown significantly. This campaign is instrumental in what we do every day here. From building a brand new heart institute, $85 million heart institute, our kids, our families, they deserve it. State-of-the-art equipment, new heart cath labs, it'll be beautiful. And then you think about the research, Colin, and you know a lot of this. You've spent time with us here. Research gives hope. Every child deserves a chance. Every child deserves us to do our very best to provide new treatments, new cures for some of these childhood diseases. And then I would say one of the most important is nationally ranked hospital here, we provide high quality care. But you know as well as anyone, having spent time with us, that what really makes it special here is the experiences we create. And that philanthropy helps us do that.
Do you, and not to kind of toot your own horn or make this biographical, but does it mean something different, not more, but different to you because you walked the floors and were somebody who didn't swoop in from another town and were an administrator? You were a nurse. You were in that. You were in those spinal tap rooms. You were in different patients' rooms. Mm-hmm. And it just has to be a different vantage for you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I believe it is an advantage, and certainly I've been here, I've spent my life here, 40 years. I love what I do. I have a passion for what I do. And you're right, starting out as a volunteer, spending times on the floor as a bedside nurse, going into the operating rooms, working on oncology a little bit. I mean, I went about the house. And to have those experiences and to be able to connect the dots together, it does give me an advantage. No, I'm not out there every day at the bedside, but I'm out a lot of days. I was out visiting just before a couple of our patients here today. And some of these kids, Colin, you know this, they've been here over a year, a year's time. And they light up when they see you because you get to know these patients and families.
Right. Diane Hupp joining UPMC Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. And this free care fund right now, sometimes it's, and I've tried to accentuate this every show that I've done here, sometimes it's about pills and techniques and experts, and sometimes it's just about getting the dogs to come in or about child life. It takes a holistic measure in which to heal a child. Would you agree to all of that?
100%. Certainly, you come to Children's of Pittsburgh, you are going to receive the best high-quality care. But what we're also great at is taking care of the whole child, the whole family. Not only the physical aspect, but the social, the developmental, the emotional. And that's what you're speaking about. Here we are in Dream Big Studio. This wouldn't be possible without gifts of donation. Art therapy, music therapy, pet therapy, you know, writing, teaching, all of the things that make up a normal childhood life for a kid. We try to bring that in the hospital.
And we have so many people concentrated who come here maybe to the emergency department. They need stitches from a baseball game, or kids that come in because they have a cough that won't go away. I know when we were in, and not to make it about us, but when we were in, there may be kids coming in for a treatment once a month, and they're from Johnstown or they're from near Cleveland. And just had a girl that I spoke to, and she's in. She got a liver transplant. She's from Buffalo. It's not just all concentrated here in Western Pennsylvania. There are people who have to stop their life, and they don't live right here, Diane.
You're absolutely right. We receive patients from not only this Pittsburgh region, but far beyond. In fact, nearly every state in the United States we've received children from, all but a few. That says something about the top-notch care we give here. But to your point, when we're bringing them here, that is a change in life for not only the child, but the whole family. So having a Ronald McDonald House that we can help to support and provide housing, having support through our foundation to provide meals, to help with transportation, these are all essential to a child's well-being.
What is the ambition, not necessarily in a year, in 2 years, or 5 years, but I guess sort of a couple bullet points that are the ambition of this hospital moving forward? Because I'm sure that people who are maybe going to give a big amount or even a small amount maybe ask you that from time to time.
Sure, and I'll give you just a couple. First and foremost, we are doing more with behavioral health, and I'm very proud of that. We have a team that's been focused for the past few years on being able to deliver more to ensure that children, adolescents who are struggling have somewhere to go. We opened up behavioral health walk-in clinics. We opened up one 2 years ago, and we just opened up another one in the South Hills last month. That's a place where after school, parents get home from work. They don't know what to do. Their child's struggling. They don't want to go back to school. They have anxiety. They may have bad thoughts. Walk right in. Those places are being stood up by philanthropy. We don't get much for reimbursement on that, but it is essential. So you can expect more that we provide to patients who need some behavioral health support. I also briefly mentioned the Heart Institute. This is a big one. This will be one of the finest, if not finest, heart institutes for children and young adults, and even some adults who have a congenital heart disease in the country and in the nation. We will have top-notch equipment. That'll be coming into play next year and the following year. And the third, I'll say, we want to do more in the communities. So you mentioned the travel can be burdensome. We want to bring more to the communities so that our patients and families have quick access to care and bring it to them.
Always a pleasure. Fantastic stuff. And you're right. You know, the first bullet point that you touched on there, I think for far too long people looked at it as a discipline problem or the bad kid or something. And it's just, it needs to be destigmatized. And I think that UPMC Children's is trying to do that, Diane.
We are absolutely trying to do it. When you bring a child or adolescent here, it's as if you're going to another medical clinic. And we are embedding these people into our specialties so that the stigma is very much reduced.
Absolutely. Always great talking to you.
Thank you. And thank you to the city of Pittsburgh and well beyond. Your support is critical in helping us deliver on our mission of improving the lives of kids we serve. Thank you, Pittsburgh, and thank you, Colin.
Absolutely. 412-692-8900.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.